From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Best practice, I think, by far. Griff, you think by far?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, says Griff. For the offense, ton of reps in the aerial game today, in the passing game. Jacoby Brissett was really sharp. DeMario Douglas is just a game changer for the Patriots, and the amount of space that he's creating for himself and for others. So he was up. Also, some of the other guys, Marcus Jones was out. Judon here, 100 heat index. May was very accurate in some of the short yardage one-on-ones to the backs. They're going to get open, but the placement of the ball was excellent for May, who I thought had a good day as well. Some of the other guys having very good days. Antonio Gibson had a good day, the running back. Offensive line in the running game continues to be swimming upstream a little bit. Griff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Encouraging day for May, Brissett, Douglas, and a lot of players on the offensive side.
Tom Curran with cameos from Griff at Patriots training camp. That's not our Griffin, is it? That'd be wild if that was our Griff.
I have no idea.
Griff is a star.
Who is Griff?
I don't know.
I want to get to the bottom of that. Who is Griff? It's not, I know it's not the camera guys. I know it's not Moose and Glenn who were checking out
right.
Jalen's place
in
Fort
Point. That was such a good
idea. That was a good idea.
I was jealous when I saw that. I was like, damn.
I was like, man, that is a good idea.
That could have been a good bit for us.
We just want to look at people's interior decor.
Yeah, right.
Always.
Do you?
Do I what? Do I look up famous people's real estate listings? Yeah, of course.
No, I already knew that.
I totally do that.
Can absolutely. I ask one
absolutely
off topic question while we're on this?
Hang on. Is that okay with you, Griff? Are you good with that? Are we
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, says Griff.
Remember when Danny Ainge put his house on the market a couple years ago?
Vaguely.
I was on air with Mutt, and we probably did an hour on this because I was going through this. I was going through the real estate listing.
Uh-huh.
Ainge had a bar room. He had a room between the kitchen and the dining room that was very...
But he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Is this where you're
and
going?
And so I was wondering, okay, if you don't drink, and Ainge's is a religious preference, right? Mormon.
He's Mormon, correct. He doesn't drink coffee. Yeah.
But he would have especially the Celtics alumni over a lot. Do you serve drinks when you're entertaining people, but you don't drink? Because otherwise, what's the point of having a bar room in your house?
I cannot answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just liked the house, and he's like, oh, it just comes with a bar, whatever, we're buying the house. We like the neighborhood, and we're just buying the house.
I mean, the man had an in-ground trampoline in his backyard. It was pretty customized.
How do you grow a trampoline?
No, you dig a little hole in the ground.
Oh, an in-ground.
And you put a trampoline in it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
You thought you said in-ground trampoline?
Yeah.
Okay. You plant a little trampoline.
You go to Home Depot, you get some trampoline.
You water it. But seriously, if you're,
it's
like
it's
with
important
Danny,
to
I want to know
trampoline.
Specifically with Ainge.
If
Ainge is having KG over,
right.
Does he get a nice bottle of red wine for KG to enjoy because that's being a nice host?
Maybe, yes.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Let me ask you. You don't drink. First of all,
okay.
Second of all, would you want alcohol in your home to entertain?
Well,
yes.
It depends. If I
no,
if
it doesn't
I
just depend.
Have,
I'm asking you.
If I never drink, well, I think I'd be more open to it than if it was like there's a reason I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, well, right. No, I'm saying this is Ainge's case. There, you don't drink. You're not an alcoholic, and you're worried about relapsing.
Mm-hmm.
You're someone who doesn't drink, and it's a choice whether it's religious or whatever. Would you want alcohol in your home to entertain other people?
I would. Yeah, I definitely would. Because
I think people, I wouldn't.
If they go to a dinner party, probably expecting that.
Yeah, but I don't want a bunch of drunk people in my house.
Okay.
Those just want to entertain.
Arkham, what was it like when you went to that dry wedding?
It was pretty dry. it was tough getting on the dance floor, I'll tell you that. No one wanted to dance.
Okay.
But it was, I mean, it was nice. It was a nice thing. It was just...
Like my wedding party was literally in a distillery.
But yours, but you're somebody who drinks. So, like,
right.
Do you think the people who don't drink, the sober people, are aware? Like to me, like Danny Ainge doesn't know any better. I wouldn't want to be around a bunch of drunk people if I were not drinking. I don't want a bunch of drunk people puking on my carpet. Don't need it. Thanks.
Yeah, I think I would want to be like a gracious host, and I'd say
I am a gracious host. You're in my
house.
You know
what I bring? I'd bring in a professional bartender. That's what I do. You know, like people do that for fancy parties. They bring in a professional bartender, and I'd say let them handle everything. I don't need to have my own alcohol in the house.
Well, then you don't need a bar.
The bartender has that.
Then you don't need the bar.
Well, the bartender still needs a bar to deal with.
He doesn't?
There wasn't like, I couldn't specifically see bottles on the bar. It was just very clearly a bar room.
Hmm.
Anyway, This has been a really weird sidebar into interior decorating that I look up.
I was about to ask you if you see my mother-in-law.
I haven't seen her house.
My mother-in-law will be like, oh, this house is, there's a for sale sign out front, or there's whatever.
Oh, I
we'll
love
be
that.
Like, we'll be like walking through, and she'll go do like one of these. And I'm like, that's not, people could live in there. Like, right. It's not like it's an open house.
Oh,
like,
but I love crashing an open house.
Okay, but that doesn't, I'm saying this might not necessarily be an open house. I'm like, you're literally just peeping into people's windows. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't do
that.
You
can't be running around doing
that. There
could
be like a family in there, you know?
What are you doing?
That's weird. That's a little off-putting.
It damn says squatters. For sale. I might buy
I'm like, because there's a
it's
sign.
Like, this
front.
Is public domain
first
now.
Of all, yeah, first of all, you don't even live here. Like, what property are you buying? I don't need you buying anything.
But
in Boston,
that's just, Arcane just nailed it. Like, they're not looking because they're like, oh, I'm in the interest of purchasing some real estate, and this could be it. No, they just want to look at what other people have in their house and how they interior decorate.
Yeah,
when I was house hunting, I looked in everyone's closet. Just to see what kind of clothes they had. I had no reason to. I don't care how big the closet is.
Did
but
you, like,
I looked
dig
in every closet.
It?
I didn't like dig through the clothes. I just looked. I looked to see what what they had hanging up on the rack.
Did you look in the medicine cabinets?
If they had jerseys, I thought, all right, this house is well lived.
Did you look in the medicine cabinets?
I did not look in the medicine cabinets. Don't care about that. I wanted to see what kind of, I don't know why. I just wanted to see what kind of clothes they had.
Glenn and Moose didn't give us a tour of Jalen's medicine cabinet.
Oh my gosh. They, if they had heard this, like, they would never let me in that condo.
Because you can open the closet and make it seem like, oh, I just want to see how big the closet is. Didn't care how big it was.
I just want to see how big the medicine cabinet is and what pharmaceuticals you're taking.
Wanted to see their jersey collection.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to see if they had any cool Nikes. Anything cool I should know about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all that's true.
Yeah, Danny Ainge probably had some cool stuff in his house.
Totally.
How did we get on this?
I don't remember.
I brought
we were
up.
About
I'm sorry.
Griff.
No. I brought. Oh, that is what it was. Yeah. I was that one. That is 100% what it was.
This is why Griff
freaking
is a
Griff.
Star.
Come on, Griff.
This is why Griff is a star.
You completely sidebarred us, Griff. Anyway, let's get back on topic. 617-779-7937. What do you think, Griff? Is it time to get back on topic?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
Jan, what do you say though?
Famous Griff.
No.
Remember that Colts play where he hiked it to nobody? One of those guys was named Griff, I think.
Griff Whalen.
Griff Whalen, yes.
Griff
Whalen. I think either
Griffin,
hiked it
Griff
or...
Griff Canning? That's a pitcher. Griffin Canning?
It's Griff Whalen.
Yeah, Griff Whalen was part of that play. He was
Griff
one half
Whalen,
of that play.
Griff Whalen, if he was born today, would have to be a country singer who performs at Fenway Park.
Totally. He sounds like that already.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Griff Whalen.
Absolutely,
says Griff.
All right, Griff agrees. 617-779-7937.
That is the other famous Griffs packed away in there, our kid.
No, that was the only one.
Okay, good.
It's the guy from that bad play.
Our big question of the day is up now at Jones and Mego.
Now it's on Twitch. You see what you've done.
What's more likely? The Patriots go over 4.5 wins. Maybe they get the benefit of a weird play call when they play Indy this year. Or the Red Sox make the playoffs. What's more likely, Mego?
I say, and I'm sorry, Red Sox Nation, I say it's the Patriots winning 5 games.
Nope.
5 or more games. I know I'm in the minority here, and I can handle it.
Boo.
I look at the schedule. I think it's possible that you can knock off Seattle, Tennessee, maybe the Bears or Chargers, Colts, Cardinals. So you've got 5, maybe even 6 right there. Some of it depends on when Drake May's going to play, what he looks like, what these new young receivers look like. With the Red Sox, I think that you're just going to be caught in this clump. You're stuck in a clump. Of these teams who, aside from Minnesota, did more to add to their teams at before the trade deadline. And you've got a tough schedule coming up. And you're just going to be fighting for that third wild card spot. I think if you're lucky, you're going to be in it and out of it and in it and out of it. And it's just as likely that you're going to be out of it that you're going to be in it.
Yeah, so I voted differently, but Arcan, give me your vote. You think the Patriots are going over 4.5 wins?
No, I don't, and I don't think that the Red Sox are making the playoffs either. But in terms of what's more likely, I think it's the Red Sox, just because they've shown this year that they're scrappy. They've shown that they don't quit. I think with the Patriots in particular, you're talking about a first year of a rebuild with a rookie and rookies a quarterback, head coach, offensive coordinator. I think there's much more likely of a chance that ends up being a real disaster than the Red Sox not being able to make the playoffs. And they're on the outside looking in right now. They didn't do enough, so I'm trying to be consistent with all of my takes here because I didn't think that they did enough.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not. I mean, they're the same. It's very negative. I understand. But I didn't think the Red Sox did enough. to be a playoff team at the deadline. So I'm being consistent there. And I never thought the Patriots were going to win five or more games. So I'm being consistent on both ends, Mego.
Yeah.
Even though you're making your little gestures over there.
I think
I've been consistent.
You're answering the question in fairness to you. I think so. It's not up to snuff for Mego, but I think you're answering the question.
Weasel.
I'm with you. Red Sox are
weasel.
Making the playoffs. That's what I think is happening. I actually think the Patriots are also going off over 4.5 wins, so I'm the opposite of Arcan on this. I think both are happening. But the more likely of the two, Red
Positive
Sox are making...
honk Homer
no,
Jones.
No, it's true. Red Sox, Red Sox are making the playoffs. I will say this, and Mego, you've been hammering this home. Grateful AF in the Twitch chat. I've been seeing this in the Twitch chat over the last month, and I have kind of been brushing it aside. Maybe it's Grateful AF, maybe it's others. People have been saying since before the trade deadline, All-Star break, rather, that their schedule is going to get much more difficult in the second half. And I brushed it aside and I ignored it. And I'm like, whatever. It is possible. Part of the reason that they've played like such crap in the second half is because that schedule has gotten harder. So my only point is I've ignored it before. I'm going to continue to ignore it. I don't really care about their schedule. If you play good baseball, they could have swept the Dodgers, for God's sakes, or at least taken 2 out of 3. So if you play good baseball, that's what it's going to be about. I think they're going to. I think Cora's on board with what happened at the trade deadline. For the first time in years, Cora's on board. I think that's important for not losing the clubhouse. I think the team is better than it was certainly a year ago. We can debate 2 years ago, but certainly a more talented roster than a year ago.
By the way, all that, just to that specific comment, all the goodwill equity that started in, you know, mid-June was because you were beating good teams.
Like, that's a good point.
That's the
Phillies,
difference.
Yankees twice.
Last year. This baseball team could not hang with like bad teams. They were that inconsistent, whereas this year they have shown fans that, hey, we can actually beat the Yankees, we can beat the Phillies. Like you said, if they don't screw around, they probably do take more from the Dodgers. They've beaten the Royals, they beat the Mariners. These are all teams that you're contending with, and you have shown that you can beat them when you have to.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Their whole hot start began not because they were fattening up on bad teams, but because they were beating up on good teams. We can debate what we think of the Yankees. It seems like they've rebounded a touch recently, but they fallen off from their start. Philly's good. So I think the Red Sox are going to be a playoff team. I think they're a young clubhouse that I think won't check out. I think they're a more talented team. They did add some reinforcements, not enough for my taste, but some. So I got to pick one, and I think both are going to happen. I think the more likely one is the Red Sox are in the postseason. But you can vote. At Jones and Mego, what's more likely? Patriots go over their win total, 4.5, or the Red Sox are a playoff team? You can weigh in on the phones as well, 617-779-7937. We'll get into training camp today. Matthew Judon was out there. Drake May had a better day. Was it good enough? Arcan with all the details and trending, rather, and we're right back.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search.
It's so dumb.
Then download.
My brain is melting.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I was trying to emulate that, and I threw it a little low, but KJ made a nice grab. So.
On that, does it show, okay, still, even though you're processing this as a lot on your plate, you're still able to play make?
Yeah, I think that's part of my game. Yeah, that's not a good change. You know, I think you can do a good job of getting rid of the last play and get on to the next and just keep my same playing style. That's the big thing with me. I'm not going to change how I play. That's how I play. I'm going to run around a little bit and make plays.
So. Jake, your performance today in team drills looks pretty good from our vantage point. Does it feel as good for you on the field?
Yeah, I think I think I made some nice throws. I feel like I'm throwing the football well. Still little things that I could do better. I think one of the fakes, I could have done better, selling the fake. Little things like that that go a long way in this game, in this league. Buying one defender could end up from being a a sack or a throwaway versus a big completion. So just trying to do those things well and just pump up the guys. Be the guy out there, conditioned and stay out of practice, get extra throws that I miss. So just trying to take it every day. But I feel like I was throwing around pretty well.
There's our guy, Drake May. Mego, your thoughts?
Right there in Boston. Like he's in pretty good spirits. I mean, it was a rough start to the week for him.
Yeah, it was. I got to be honest. I think he's losing the Boomhauer a little bit.
No, very end was very Boomhauer.
You know what I mean?
I feel like throwing around pretty well.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's where it started slipping.
I guess it's just. Do you have anything, not to put you on the spot, Ryan, do you have any old Boomhauer of his
back from the draft?
Correct.
Draft times.
Like, is he starting to lose it a little bit?
Don't think he is.
Everybody who moves loses their accent besides Mego
it's
somehow.
True. But I have no accent.
Bob right there in Boston is
picking up every day, but I feel like throwing around pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, I think it's still...
That first one is from the...
That's one of his early...
like the first one we heard.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's when we fell in love.
That's so much
Let's hear that from the draft again. If we can.
That's so much more.
You know, right up there in Boston is...
Take it every day, but I feel like, you know, throwing around pretty well.
I don't know. I don't hear any difference, honestly.
I do love it.
I think he's losing his accent.
I don't think he is.
I think he's starting to lose it.
It doesn't happen that quickly. It takes somewhere between 15 and 25 years.
I will say, if he's feeling bad about any of his performances over the last week or so, you can't tell it by looking at him.
No.
I mean, he really does seem like the guy that is just very happy to be here.
So
he's like a yellow lab.
Let me tell you one thing I did like about that answer there, and you can jump in on all of this, 617-779-7937. Is he a little defiant? He's like, I think I'm throwing the football pretty well.
Throwing a big old ball right over that mountain.
Which is not...
Take it every day, but I feel like, you know, throwing around pretty well.
The reports are that he's not throwing all that great, right? He's not making plays down the field. He's not making plays, period. He is... And honestly, the reports from guys like Phil Perry, who are there every day and writing it up, are saying the footwork actually looks clean. He's missing throws from the open pocket. Like a clean pocket, rather. So... I don't know, a little defiant there, and I wonder if some of that is, yeah, I don't get why I'm behind Jacoby Brissett. Well, that's what I want to read into it. When he says I'm throwing the ball well, that is not the reporting, correct?
I think he threw it well today.
I think I made some nice throws. You know, I feel like I'm throwing the football well. You have still little things that I could do better. I think I'm one of the fakes. You know, I could jump out, you know, selling the fake. Little things like that go a long way in, you know, this game, in this league. You know, buying one defender could, you know, end up from, you know, being a, you know, a sack or, you know, a throwaway versus a big completion. So just trying to do those things well and just pump up the guys. You know, be the guy out there and keep every day. But I feel like, you know, throwing around pretty well.
See, I think that answer is an example of him losing his accent.
Oh, I think that gets a little boomer.
The end got a little rough, but he's, again, losing. You didn't hear it at all until the very end of it. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of defiance there. Like, yeah, I think I'm throwing it pretty well. I'm throwing a good ball out there.
I don't think that's defiant.
How's it going, man? This is Cam Williams from the Patriots. What's going on?
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. Grab back y'all every time a dangle dog cross these start yapping his jaw.
Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you.
Nobody answered yet.
That was some of Ryan's finest work.
I loved that.
That was the call that they sent over.
So then beyond him boomhowering, you didn't pick up on anything.
I didn't think he sounded defiant. I thought that he sounded like he's trying to keep his spirits up. He's trying to pump himself up because the first half of the week sounded absolutely brutal for him. And then he gets a day off and then a day out of pads where he seemingly was a lot better. And today sounds like it was, as Andy Hart said, fine plus.
Yeah.
It was a fine plus day.
So the story with May today is that he did have a good day.
Yeah.
And he had a bounce back day.
But he also should be a little defensive, too. I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, people are saying Joe Milton's going to win the job over him. Like, it hasn't been a good news cycle for him. And all the other rookie quarterbacks, with like one or two exceptions, seem to be more on track than him. And I'm sure he's paying attention to those things, you know? So, yeah, I'm not surprised he's a little defensive.
Yeah. I would like him to be a little defiant and think the job's not done and he's not out of it and all these things. I would like a little competitiveness there. But the real story on his day today is he had a bounce back day. True. And when I say bounce back, his first good padded practice. He had not had a good experience in the pads earlier this week. And he had a good day yesterday, but that was an unpadded practice. So he had his best practice with the pads on today. That is part of the Drake May story. The other part is that Jacoby Brissett got a vast majority of the reps today. The competitive ones, meaning 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. And it was even more focused, or the separation was even more pronounced, I should say, 11-on-11. And that, to me, does feel like there's some separation. And as you said, Mego, earlier today, now's the time where we're going to start getting our top team quarterback, our QB1. Now's the time we really got to start getting him ready. Preseason game is next week. Maybe Brissett will start getting more reps in training camp practices, and May will get more in the game. Like, maybe they can rationalize it that way. But it did feel like today there was some, for the first time, there was separation, because every other day, even if May had a bad day, the reps were almost exact. Yesterday, they were 11 and 11 in competitive periods. They both had the exact same amount of reps. Today's the first day there was a gap like that.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear if there's some specific reason of something they were working on that was just easier to have Brissett in there, but it feels early to be looking at it and going, you know what, we really have to start spending some time with the ones being the ones And if Jacoby's going to be the starting quarterback week one, he needs to be up there with the ones. We need to start having some cohesion in this training camp because we've got our first preseason game next Thursday. I still think, and I think this is where Arkin and I differ on our perspective with this, but I still think that's a little bit early to basically say, like, okay, we're going to start taking reps away from Drake May and giving them to Jacoby Brissett because we need the cohesion among the ones. But that this might be a sign that that's what they're trending towards.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we're talking about if we're even getting to that. Like, you saw in the Hall of Fame game, it was Brett Rippon out there. The backup didn't even really play that much. Badgen only played a little bit. So, you know, when these games get going, we may see a lot more like Bailey Zappe and Joe Milton than we were expecting to. But I also think that you'll see, based on sort of the rotations and how often Brissett plays versus how much May plays, who they think is on that track. And I think once you get out there, if you string a couple drives together and score, you know, get a scoring drive going, you're going to get a better look in the next game. And then, you know, you keep going from there, but you have to build it up. And I just feel like we all know May's behind the eight ball to start off, and he hasn't necessarily taken any steps to pass Brissett yet.
Simple question. If Brissett does not play in the preseason game next week against Carolina and May plays a bunch, good sign, bad sign?
Bad sign.
In terms of starting week one. Arkin?
I'd say bad sign.
Yeah, same. Now, and even if May plays really well, like, the one gray area there is if May really lights it up, then maybe you can pull me back in. But if Jacoby Brissett...
Even then, they'll say, okay, are they playing against their twos
He's
and threes?
Probably playing Carolina's backups, exactly. But it's still better to light it up than not. Especially when the whole fan base is watching it, and his teammates can watch it, and the whole football world can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think if Brissett's, like, not even dressed, and May's starting the game, that's not a good sign for the battle week one. And I the door is still barely open. I'm Homer Simpson almost all the way into the bush on this take.
Gross.
But this was your analogy. But I
said shrubbery.
I'm still leaving a little tiny sliver of a hope that he can get out there week one, but it's hanging on by a thread. A couple of texts here, 37937. Drake May sounds like the dude from Sling Blade. I agree. That was my comparison.
Yeah,
for
we've done that before.
You guys have brought up Boomhauer before. I feel like we mentioned this one too. Another one, 37937. He almost sounds like the assistant coach from The Waterboy. Have we talked about that one?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I like that.
You're
playing another day.
Wait, yes. You agree with it or yes, we played it?
No, his voice is way too gruff.
Okay. It's a little, yeah, it's like if Drake May continued speaking this way but then grew to be much older. Yeah.
Well, I went in there in the house. Gonna hit Jesse Dixon upside the head with it.
That was Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Like a banana.
I can't quite remember the voice of the Waterboy.
The Waterboy.
Long blade on it, shaped kind of like a banana.
Like, you couldn't really, you could make out, like, sort of what the words he was saying, but, like, he didn't actually say real words.
Okay.
Like, Sling Blade says real words, just he says them funny. Like, the coach and Waterboy, like, the words aren't even real
got
words.
Got it. Okay. Good to know. You want a little more, Drake May?
Yes,
Ryan.
Please.
Ryan tells me we have more. Ryan, is this all one chunk or are these separate clips?
Two questions back to back.
Okay, let's hear it.
Obviously, there's a quarterback competition going on. How much do you think about that when you're out on the field?
Yeah, I don't think about it much at all. I'm just trying to worry about myself and worry about what I control. I'm looking forward to getting in there in a preseason game. And right now, practice, I'm trying to take advantage of the reps that I do get and try to make the most of them.
Curious how you feel about your progress with the pre-snap
read. Yeah, just having answers out back, back there. A lot of times, it's us commanding the offense. It's us versus the defense, basically, us making decisions. So, like I said, I think the biggest thing is handling what our defense does. And I think it's great in practice. We're getting all these looks and just listen to coaching and what's in the meetings and try to do what's on the field. So, thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Me tug dog yeah.
This is Waterboy?
Yeah.
Me tug dog yeah.
Okay. Just have the defense run sprints.
Okay, come on. He doesn't sound like that.
No, that's it. That's the one.
He does not sound like that.
Not yet.
Give it a couple decades.
Come on.
Weird casting for Henry Winkler. I forgot about that too, by the way.
Oh my God.
It's just nonsense.
That's it.
Just Southern gibberish.
I think we nailed it. If that's not Drake May, it's one of his brothers, I mean, for sure. Let's go to the phones here. Kurt is in Tampa. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to go back on, like, Team USA.
Sure.
The basketball team. How they're not doing that well. do you think like a team like the Celtics, like, because with basketball, team chemistry really is like really important. Do you think a team like the Celtics could go in there and beat Team USA with the team chemistry and the coaching that they have?
No. God, no. Uh-huh. Arkan, you think Team USA stinks. Do you think the Celtics could beat them?
If you took all the Celtics that were on the team off of it?
Yeah.
Yes. I do. I do. I think they could.
What if Team USA is being coached by Red Auerbach?
Oh, well, I mean, no one could be Red.
I don't know why we're going there. But
because
a bus driven by Ditko with the 85 Bears on it.
We're already doing a ridiculous hypothetical.
Well, hang on. Why is that a ridiculous hypothetical? Bringing Red into it is where it really jumped the shark.
Because I knew Arkan would like that.
Okay, but so the current Celtics team could beat like LeBron and Anthony Edwards and Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid and all those guys.
Not if that team played together for a year.
Like in a 7-game series or one game? They could win one game against them, yes.
Oh, okay,
but not if that team played together for a year.
Yeah, but
like practice, training camp, all that.
Yeah, I just
stuff.
And
Red was their coach.
I don't put that much stock on chemistry. Like the Celtics are a really good NBA basketball team. They're not better than an NBA All-Star team. That's foolish in my estimation. I don't put that much stock in chemistry.
Five Michael Jordans beat a team of five LeBron Jameses. Discuss.
It's a good question.
Four out of their five starters should be on Team USA. And the fifth one, Porzingis, I mean, he wouldn't be starting for them, but if he was American, he'd probably be on Team USA, too. So, like,
no, wouldn't.
You don't think Porzingis would be?
No.
He said if he was American?
If he was American?
Yeah, I understand. No, he wouldn't be on Team USA. He wasn't, he wasn't even an All-Star.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true.
Was Adebayo an All-Star?
Yes. Okay. I mean, he has been in the past. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he has been in the past. Yeah, I don't know if he was this year or not. I don't know if the All-Star roster is in front of me.
Five Porzingises versus five Bam Adebayos. Who wins?
Bam is what I'm taking.
Because all the Porzingises are on the bench because they're hurt.
By the way, the plural, Porzingai.
Yeah,
Porzingai.
Thank you. Thank you. When it comes to...
Porzingises.
I'd be curious to hear how Drake May would say that. Beyond Drake May on the practice field today, which I do think was not great for... this whole week has not been great for Drake May starting week one. Matthew Judon was out there. What do we think happened? Why is he out there? Do we think they said, hey, you have no leverage, so get out there. You're playing for us this year. We're not trading you. We're not paying you. So figure it out or we're going to start fining you. Do you think it's that? Or do you think it's, hey, do the right thing. We're going to work through this. We're going to get you paid.
I think it's the second one. That just seems to be more the mode that at least Rod Mayo operates in. And if you're judging by all the contract extensions they've given out, that Elliot Wolf plays by too. So they probably said, we're going to continue this negotiation. We weren't close the last time we sat down in a serious way, but we're operating in good faith. You have to show us that you're operating in good faith too. And that doesn't mean going out there and sitting on a trash can and, you know, borderline throwing your arms up in front of everybody. It means going out there and participating in a padded practice. Show your teammates you're all in on this, and we'll figure it out on our own time, not in front of the public, not talking about it.
Yeah, I think there was probably some sort of verbal agreement that took place earlier on, and I don't know when exactly, and I don't know exactly with who either. I'd be interested in knowing that, if it was with Mayo, if it was with Wolf, if it was with somebody else.
I know you're curious, but who do you think?
Wolf.
Why?
Because he's the one who does Mayo's, that's not his purview.
I know, we know they talked. We know he talked to Mayo. And so I know
he talked to Mayo, but he also talked to Wolf. He was out there on the sideline with Wolf.
No, but Mayo said yesterday, they had a conversation since that happened, and he got him back out on the field. And
maybe,
like,
and maybe Mayo relayed what Wolf told him. It could be something like that.
I just feel like Mayo, despite him bristling at it, is a player's coach. And
right.
So he's going to be in charge of handling the players and managing the players, massaging a situation like this. And so... if I had to guess, I have no idea, but if I had to guess, that's who he talked to. I don't think it was Robert. I mean, I know he talked to Robert on the field last week. I don't think it was Wolf. My guess is it was Mayo. And my guess is what Mego said, that, hey, could you just don't embarrass us. We're working towards something. We're sorry that you don't have an agent and you're lower on our priority list and like whatever. It's just the reality of what it is.
Thank you for the contract you drew up in magic marker.
Yeah. Go through it, and we're going to get you paid. Just go out there, do the right thing. Don't create a stink. Stop doing podcasts and complaining about how cheap we are. Stop tweeting about we're liars, and we're going to get you paid. And that's my guess as to what it was.
Yeah, and he believes them, obviously, or he probably wouldn't be out there. I thought I was holding out like a little bit of hope because I'm rooting for the drama here, obviously, but I do want him to get traded. I was holding out hope because he came out. He had the shoulder pads on and the helmet. But it didn't look like he had his pants pads on. looked like he was just out there in shorts.
Excuse me?
Right, like the pants with the pads in them. It didn't seem like he had those. Didn't seem like he had the full pads. Just like in case he like got bad news or something.
Is that related to the
oral
discussion?
Right.
Yeah, was that allowed? Was that related to the oral offering?
I don't believe it was. No,
I didn't realize. So I didn't analyze it that closely. I just knew he was in pads.
I heard Gresh talking about it, and then I saw a picture of him.
I don't think Gresh said pants pads.
Whatever, the pants with the pads in them, whatever you call those, the leg pads.
Corduroy?
No.
I think those are corduroy.
The leg pads.
Are you sure?
Didn't seem like he had the leg pads in.
Okay. Where's his pants pads?
Yeah, so but what, I'm sorry, so what did you read into these pants pads? What did you think happened?
Nothing, because he stayed out there the whole time. I thought maybe he just only put like the shoulder pads on.
Yeah.
And if they came out and said, sorry, Matthew, no way, he was going to like throw them off and run back to the locker room or something. Like he had one last act that he could still pull off here.
On Twitch, is this the photo you were analyzing for pants pads?
E from Brockton
says.
That
was yesterday.
E from Brockton says, depends, Arcan?
Not depends.
It is psychotic. You said this yesterday, Arcan, off air.
Him wearing
it is psychotic him wearing full sweats when it's almost 100 degrees.
Oh, I respect that. Sweat it out.
But it's psychotic.
Oh, I respect it.
He's not a wrestler. He's not like trying to cut weight.
I couldn't do it, but I respect it.
I'd pass out.
It's your thing. Gotta go for it. My guess is that's what's going on. Do you think the locker room suffers in any way? Somehow you want him traded. You think he's a distraction, but you don't think it impacts the locker room.
No, I think it's a distraction going forward for when other guys are up or want money or whatever. Everybody else has already gotten paid, so I just don't think that they're going to care. I think they're all going to be like, you know what?
I know,
I'm paid, I'm comfortable, that's fine.
But that is why I think this is, like, as much as I want Judon on the team, and this is the avenue I would take, mm-hmm. there is downside to it. And the downside is there's other young players in the locker room who have not been paid who are going to see this. Like Christian Gonzalez is a perfect example.
Sure, down the road, like in the future. This year, I don't think so.
That's a disgusting idea. You just see guys walking out without their pants pads, and you know that they're about to have a holdout.
Yeah, they forget their pants entirely, Winnie the Pooh style, mm-hmm. and walk out there. Now that's really embarrassing the organization.
This would never happen under Belichick.
Nope. Players always wore pants and pads under Bill. It's really deteriorated quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
In more ways than one here on Jones and Mega with Arcan.
Gerard Mayo's first move. Everybody's got their wangs out.
We'll get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. We have Triple Play next.
It's going to be a Triple Play.
It's time for the Triple Play.
Yes, Triple Play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best.
Triples makes it safe, and it is here, Jones and Mego, the prime rib dinner back at the 9, 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with a choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 o'clock and all day Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. It is Friday. It is a getaway Friday. Let's fill in some blanks.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. I was at Fenway recently. Jones, I know you've been to the park a couple times. Mego, I think you've been to a game or two this year. Am I wrong about that?
You are wrong.
Well, I guess not then. All right, I thought you were. Did you go to any games last year?
That's why she hates on the Red Sox all the time, yeah.
Then you can answer this. The best part of the Fenway fan experience is blank.
Ooh. For me, living in Boston, the ease. Like, just having it right there.
The ease, okay.
Yeah, very easy to get over.
I like, error. It took me a second as well, yes.
Yeah,
the ease, I,
you know,
E-A-S-E.
Like, for me, it's very easy to get over there and ton around to do in the area. Like, I think it's easy to go get a drink before to meet up with people. You don't get totally overwhelmed.
I thought you were going to list a bunch of things that started with the letter E.
Yeah, all the E's.
Eating, excitement, electricity.
Look, I still love, I would say like my favorite thing is, and this is mostly when I go to Fenway at this point, when someone visits and they've never been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it is really nice to see it. We're very spoiled. We do shows from there, you know, just about every week. And so it's very fun to see it through a fresh set of eyes and people get all excited about this and that. And that's the best part of it. Other than that, it's just the convenience level to me of going to a game there, especially when you compare it to something like going to a game at or any kind of event at Gillette.
Yeah.
It's just great.
No, exactly. So it's the game experience, which is a blanket way of saying it. But like that whole the whole experience of getting into Fenway, and it's a shame that ownership knows they have this. And it's part of the reason why they cheap out on the baseball team, because they know they have that. That whole experience of going to a game and sitting in that ballpark is still the coolest part about it. And there's corny things they do there. Sweet Caroline and everything else. There's a bunch of corny things they do. But it is a good experience. It is a good take when you're in there. And Arcan, you were there on Wednesday. It was loud. It was electric.
Yeah.
And
freaking electric.
I don't know if that's going to be predictive. Like, that might have just been a one-off, and it was a close game, and it was extra innings and everything else. But
freaking electric.
I did
that
not
was
expect,
really good, RK.
Thank you.
I did not expect, number one, to channel my inner Sam Kennedy. And number two, I didn't expect to see on a Wednesday just the ballpark to be that loud and on their feet and that into a game that started in the afternoon on a random Wednesday against the Mariners. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it's predictive of anything, but yeah, no, I think that's still the best part about it.
I think the food has gotten a lot better at Fenway. I'm not kidding.
Of course, the vending machines over there?
No,
the vending machine pizza?
The vending machine food is very good, but I'm just talking about in general, like the options. I was walking around. My seats aren't over where we usually are, and so when I was walking through there.
Where's that hot dog vending machine?
I was like, man, there's a lot of hot dogs here. Which I was happy about. I also enjoyed the music. Whoever the DJ is did a very good job. All right.
These are the best parts of Fenway,
the organ?
The food and the DJ?
You yeah. liked the organ music.
No, not the organ music. Like the organ music was fine, too. But
Take me out to the ball game.
The guy, the DJ who was playing actual music, playing actual songs, not just the organist, Mego. But speaking of music, let's get to number two.
Number two.
All right, Jones, this is for you. The song of the summer so far has been blank.
Well, it has to be a Chapel Roan song, obviously. So I went Pink Pony Club. Song of the summer is what I would say it is.
What's that song about, by the way?
Well, it's a great question. I think Pink Pony Club is about, it could be...
A little girl who likes horses, right?
No. What's the term I'm looking for here? Like it's a club where you go dance and, you know, it's a nice fun time.
Wait,
how I would
what?
Describe it. Yeah.
What do you mean it's a nice fun time?
A club
time?
Where you go dance? Or
yeah,
where other people
really
dance?
Anyone can go dance.
No
right?
pants pad.
Yeah.
So the Pink Pony, it's not like, and then a part of the anatomy.
No.
Okay.
No,
that would be the Baloney Pony.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the Baloney Pony Club. It is the Pink Pony Club. Chapel Roan, Song of the Summer. That's my vote.
What's the Song of the Summer, Megan?
If I was going to choose Chapel Roan, I would choose Good Luck, Babe.
Oh, wait, oh, so do you know who that is now?
Yes.
Oh,
I do.
Okay. So
yes,
you're on board with Chapel Roan now. You've been educated.
I finally got educated.
Wow. How about that?
I would say, and this was it was very beginning of the summer, but. I think it's had lasting power is Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
That's mine.
I think that's the song of summer. When I was on the Vineyard, there were Not Like Us t-shirts everywhere. And,
on the Vineyard?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, is this like, should I get one of these t-shirts?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, who was the guy who had the big
somebody, I didn't know somebody had like a bachelor party and that was the theme
that
of it.
That has to be it. Really?
who was the guy who had the big t-shirts, the Y t-shirts? Was that Jadakiss?
Jadakiss, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he had that song, yeah. Yeah, why did Push knock down the tower? Yeah, he had a whole thing.
Giant
yeah.
Y t-shirts. That's that.
I also
what it was like
that song, Million Dollar Baby. That's a good song.
Million Dollar Baby by who?
Oh,
Alice Cooper.
No, it's by...
it is by Alice Cooper.
Tommy Richman. Yeah, that song's really good.
Okay.
That came out like right around Celtics, the whole championship run. So I always associate it with that.
Interesting.
Now.
Don't know it. Arkan, you like to answer your own question on the. I know this
I already said just, mine. It's
clean if you want to
oh,
play
I
it,
say
Ryan.
That. That's fair. You did say it was the same as
also,
mine.
Also, backup would be Sabrina Carpenter. I like
so
Sabrina
Carpenter. This is my backup as well.
Yeah. Oh, I hate Sabrina Carpenter.
What?
You would.
Oh, my God.
You
Spotify,
hate Sabrina Carpenter.
When I'm running, they're always trying to put on Sabrina Carpenter songs. And every time I hear something, I'm like, what is this? This song sucks. Why is this getting on my little like special mic?
Arkan, you're
and
right.
I look it up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's well, Sabrina seriously. Carpenter. I'm like, get she's this little pixie off.
Hater and
here.
The other one's good too. Her let other songs. Let me tell.
She's like 5 feet tall.
What's yeah. the wait? What's the other one?
Please, I think it's just called Please.
Got it. Don't yeah. know. I'm not sure if I know it. Might know it if I heard it.
I like Chapel Roan. I don't like that.
Look,
Sabrina
here's the thing.
Carpenter.
You can't trust Mego's taste on music. She just barely figured out who Chapel Roan is. You can't trust her take on music.
Arkan, what's your favorite Chapel Roan song?
I don't know any Chapel Roan.
Told you.
I like the Baloney Pony song. I think that's my favorite one. All right,
number three.
Here's number three. Sticking with the music, Mego, in honor of Great Scott reopening, which we just heard, it's their reopening in the O'Brien space over in Allston, not too far from here, as a matter of fact. The best small music venue in and around Boston is blank.
I would say the Sinclair. What?
Nothing.
The Sinclair.
I didn't hear anything. I certainly didn't hear what Arkan heard.
What is it? What is it?
Nothing.
Nothing. At all.
The Sinclair.
The Sinclair, right.
Right.
Yeah, no. In
sure
Cambridge. Yeah, I know the Sinclair.
Yeah. The Sinclair. Yeah.
What? You didn't hear what you said?
I don't
no,
have a number four
say?
Button
no.
to press here.
I don't think we're allowed okay. to hear it again, quite frankly.
Okay, why the Sinclair, Mega?
Jan, comment?
No.
Why the Sinclair?
I just like it. It's a nice size venue. It's very small. It's very intimate.
Okay. Like a small man in a boat. That's what it's like.
I did not say that. not that. That doesn't even sound like that word.
Yes, it did. You somehow made it. I'll tell you. You somehow made it. I agree. It does not sound like that word.
Oh my god!
But you somehow took it there.
Tremendous, Jones. What is your favorite small music venue in Boston?
Now it doesn't. Now the question doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm terrified to even say it now at this point in time.
Dolores.
Yeah. Put me down for the Sinclair as well. RK, why do you answer? Do you like the Great Scott?
He's been Jones itching. Doesn't go to shows.
Yeah, exactly. He's been itching to ask about Great.
I also like the new MGM.
I didn't ask about Great Scott. Made me think of the question. That's all.
No. I like the MGM in Fenway, too.
I've not been there.
Yeah, that one's nice. I heard it's good. It's got a nice layout.
I guess it's my question. How small is that?
The MGM?
Yeah.
It's smaller than like an arena.
I would say it's bigger than House of Blues. But it's small. It's definitely smaller than TD Garden or something.
I don't go to shows. I've heard the Roadrunner up here is great. I still haven't seen a show.
I've heard the Roadrunner's good too.
But anyways, why are you so itching to ask about the Great Scott? He wanted to ask on Wednesday, and then he did the whole lead up here with this. So why?
Well, just because it's reopening and right. It was a very popular venue, and it made me wonder what you guys thought were the best venues.
Did you see shows there?
Yeah, you want to talk about Great Scott? What's the coolest show that you saw at Great
Why are you holding back?
What the hell are you guys talking about?
You've been talking about this subject off air for 3 days. Which show do you want to talk about that you saw at Great Scott?
Yeah, which show?
Diarrhea Planet. I saw a band called Diarrhea Planet at Great Scott once.
And did they perform the name?
I don't know. I didn't really know their songs. I was there with some other people. and they were pretty good. It was, it wasn't like Gwar. They didn't have dressed up and stuff.
Nothing's really like Gwar.
Yeah, nothing's really like Gwar. But it was a good show. My favorite, though, it would not be Great Scott. The most shows I've been to was at Middle East. In Cambridge, which I know is getting new owners.
Downstairs.
I don't even think I've ever been there.
Oh, the Middle East is great. I actually saw Eminem there before he got famous.
You're a liar.
Before he was found. Not lying. I was there in high school in 1997.
I believe.
In 1997. Where's the picture?
I'm going to tell you right now. I didn't
take pictures. I don't have a camera phone.
I've known Arcan for a
long
time.
You didn't have a digital camera?
I've told you this before. Hang on. Have you? I was going to say, I've known Arcan a long time. I've never heard this story, but I believe him. I believe him because he's hip-hop Arcan.
That's right.
Like, I believe he was seeing Eminem shows before Eminem. I fully believe that. You don't believe that?
I don't believe it for a second.
Wow. All
right. I think it's the kind of story that he would make up because there's no way to fact check it.
Yeah, that's me making up big stories about Eminem shows. Why would I? It seems very specific to make up, but whatever. Anyway, that would be mine, Middle East. Mego likes the little man
on the boat. Sinclair.
Jones likes, which one was yours?
I was shook. I don't even remember what I answered.
You know, Jones has never been to a concert.
I miss the old Roxy.
Let me just tell you, if you're unaware of what you possibly said, Mego, just
Paradise
check,
Rock Club.
Just check the text line.
Like the Paradise.
Just if you're unaware of what maybe you said, the text line certainly heard it. 37937.
Oh God,
it's there.
That's one person texting over and over.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's me. The same number.
Yeah, it's my
is
number.
It?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, there's some good tweets.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
This show is off the rails.
Talk about,
whose fault is
that? Yeah, seriously. Whose fault is that?
Perfectly innocent question about music venues has now become an anatomy lesson.
The Pink Pony Club.
Let me tell you, I've always heard the Sinclair is a myth.
Me too.
We'll get to your phone calls here coming up. Let's get back to Gerard
give
Mayo.
Directions to the
Yeah, they don't exist. You punch it in on your GPS. There's no way to get there. Let's get to Gerard Mayo. Biggest questions facing him. That's next.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best.
Triples makes it safe, and it is here, Jones and Mego. The prime rib dinner back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with a choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 o'clock and all day Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. It is Friday. It is a getaway Friday. Let's fill in some blanks.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. I was at Fenway recently. Jones, I know you've been to the park a couple times. Mego, I think you've been to a game or two this year. Am I wrong about that?
You are wrong.
Well, I guess not then. All right, I thought you were. Did you go to any games last year?
That's why she hates on the Red Sox all the time, yeah.
Then you can answer this. The best part of the Fenway fan experience is blank.
Ooh. For me, living in Boston, the ease. Like, just having it right there.
The
yeah, very easy
I didn't know,
to get
I
over
like, error. It took me a second as well, yes.
Yeah,
the
you know, like, for me, it's very easy to get over there and ton around to do in the area. Like, I think it's easy to go get a drink before to meet up with people. You don't get totally overwhelmed.
I thought you were going to list a bunch of things that started with the letter E.
Yeah, all the E's.
Eaten, excitement, electricity.
Look, I still love, I would say, like, my favorite thing is, and this is mostly when I go to Fenway at this point, when someone visits and they've never been.
Yeah.
Like, it is really nice to see it. We're very spoiled. We do shows from there, you know, just about every week. And so it's very fun to see it through a fresh set of eyes, and people get all excited about this and that. And that's the best part of it. Other than that, it's just the convenience level to me of going to a game there, especially when you compare it to something like going to a game at or any kind of event at Gillette.
Yeah.
It's just great.
No, exactly. So it's the game experience, which is a blanket way of saying it. But like that whole the whole experience of getting into Fenway, and it's a shame that ownership knows they have this. And it's part of the reason why they cheap out on the baseball team, because they know they have that. That whole experience of going to a game and sitting in that ballpark is still the coolest part about it. And there's corny things they do there. Sweet Caroline and everything else is a bunch of corny things they do. But it is a good experience. It is a good take when you're in there. And Arcan, you were there on Wednesday. It was loud. It was electric.
Yeah.
And
freaking electric.
I don't know if that's going to be predictive. Like, that might have just been a one-off, and it was a close game, and it was extra innings and everything else. But
freaking electric.
I did
that
not
was
expect,
really good, RK.
Thank you.
I did not expect, number one, to channel my inner Sam Kennedy. And number two, I didn't expect to see on a Wednesday just the ballpark to be that loud and on their feet and that into a game that started in the afternoon on a random Wednesday against the Mariners. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it's predictive of anything, but yeah, no, I think that's still the best part about it.
I think the food has gotten a lot better at Fenway. I'm not kidding.
The vending machines over there?
No, the
vending machine pizza?
The vending machine food is very good, but I'm just talking about in general, like the options. I was walking around. My seats aren't over where we usually are, and so when I was walking through there.
Where's that hot dog vending machine?
I was like, man, there's a lot of
hot dogs
here. Which I was happy about. I also enjoyed the music. Whoever the DJ is did a very good job. All right.
These are the best parts of Fenway,
the organ?
Food and the DJ?
You yeah. liked the organ music.
No, not the organ music. Like, the organ music was fine, too. But
take me out to the ball game.
The guy, the DJ who was playing actual music, playing actual songs, not just the organist, Mego. But speaking of music, let's get to number two.
Number two.
All right, Jones, this is for you. The song of the summer so far has been blank.
Well, it has to be a Chapel Roan song, obviously. So I went Pink Pony Club. Song of the summer is what I would say it is.
What's that song about, by the way?
Well, it's a great question. I think Pink Pony Club is about, it could be...
A little girl who likes horses, right?
No. The what's the term I'm looking for here? Like a, it's a club where you go dance and, you know, it's a nice fun time, is
Wait,
how I would
what?
Describe it. Yeah.
What do you mean it's a nice fun time?
A club
time?
Where you go dance? Or
yeah,
where, other
where
dance?
Really anyone can go dance.
No
right?
pants pad.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Pink Pony, it's not like, and then a part of the anatomy.
No.
Okay.
No,
that would be the Baloney Pony.
Yeah, it's true. It's not the it's not the Baloney Pony Club. It is the Pink Pony Club. Chapel Roan, Song of the Summer. That's my vote.
What's the Song of the Summer, Mary?
If I was going to choose Chapel Roan, I would choose Good Luck, Babe.
Oh, wait, oh, so do you know who that is now?
Yes.
Oh,
I
okay.
Do.
So
yes,
you're on
do.
You're on board with
I
Chapel Roan now. You've been educated.
I finally got educated.
Wow. How about that?
I would say, and this was I don't know, it was very beginning of the summer, but. I think it's had lasting power is Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
That's mine.
I think that's the song of the summer. When I was on the Vineyard, there were Not Like Us t-shirts everywhere. And
on the Vineyard?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, is this like, should I get one of these t-shirts?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, who's the guy who had the big
somebody, I didn't
who's
know somebody had like a bachelor party and that was the theme
that
of it.
That has to be it. Really? who was the guy who had the big t-shirts, the Y t-shirts? Was that Jadakiss?
Jadakiss,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like
that song, yeah. Yeah, why did Push knock down the tower? Yeah, he had
giant,
a whole thing.
Giant
yeah.
Y t-shirts. That's
like
what it was like.
I also like that song, Million Dollar Baby. That's a good song.
Million Dollar Baby by who?
Oh.
Alice Cooper.
No, it's by...
It is by Alice Cooper.
Tommy Richman. Yeah, that song's really good.
Okay.
That came out like right around Celtics the whole championship run, so I always associate it with that.
Interesting.
Now.
Don't know it. Arkan, you like to answer your own question on me. I know this.
I already said just, mine. It's, same
it's
as
clean
hers.
If you want to play it, Ryan. That.
That's fair. You did say it was the same as
also,
mine.
Also, a backup would be
this is
Sabrina
it.
Carpenter. I like so
this
Sabrina
is,
Carpenter.
This is my backup as well.
Yeah. Oh, I hate Sabrina Carpenter.
What?
You would.
Oh, my God.
You
Spotify,
mean you hate Sabrina Carpenter.
When I'm running, they're always trying to put on Sabrina Carpenter songs, and every time I hear something, I'm like, what is this? This song sucks. Why is this getting on my little like special mic?
Arkan, you're
and I look it up, and it's Sabrina Carpenter. I'm like, get this little pixie
Hater
off
and
here.
The other one's good, too. Her other song's good.
She's like 5 feet tall.
What's the other one?
Please. I think it's just called Please.
Got it. Don't know. I'm not sure if I know it. Might know it if I heard it.
I like Chapel Run. I don't like that
Look, here's the thing.
Carpenter.
You can't trust Mego's taste on music. She just barely figured out who Chapel Run is. You can't trust her take on music.
Arkan, what's your favorite Chapel Run song?
I don't know any Chapel Run.
Told you.
I like the Baloney Pony song. I think that's my favorite one. All right.
Number three.
Here's number three. Sticking with the music, Mego, in honor of Great Scott reopening, which we just heard, it's their reopening in the O'Brien space over in Alston, not too far from here, as a matter of fact. The best small music venue in and around Boston is blank.
I would say the Sinclair. What?
Nothing.
The Sinclair.
I didn't hear anything. I certainly didn't hear what Arkan heard.
What is it? What?
Nothing.
Nothing. At all.
The Sinclair.
The Sinclair, right. Correct. Yeah, no, in sure Cambridge. Yeah, I know the
Sinclair. Yeah. The Sinclair. Yeah.
What? You didn't hear what you said?
I don't have a number four button to press here.
I don't think we're allowed to hear it again, quite frankly.
Okay, why the Sinclair, Mega?
Jan, comment?
No.
Why the Sinclair?
I just like it. It's a nice size venue. It's very small. It's very intimate.
Okay. Like a small man in a boat. That's what it's like.
I did not say that. That is not, that doesn't even sound like that word.
You somehow made it. I'll tell you, you somehow made it. I agree. It does not sound like that word.
Oh, my God.
But you somehow took it there.
Tremendous. Jones, what is your favorite small music venue in Boston?
Now the question doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm terrified to even say it now at this point in time.
Dolores.
Yeah. Put me down for the Sinclair as well. Arkan, why do you answer? Do you like the Great Scott?
He's been Jones itching. Doesn't go to shows.
Yeah, exactly. He's been itching to ask about Great.
I also like the new MGM.
I didn't ask about Great Scott. I made me think of the question. That's all.
No. I like the MGM in Fenway, too.
I have not been there.
Yeah, that so one's
I
nice.
Heard it's good.
It's got a nice layout.
I guess it's my question. How small is that?
The MGM?
Yeah.
It's smaller than like an arena.
I would say it's bigger than House of Blues, but it's small. It's definitely smaller than TD Garden or something like that.
I don't go to shows. I've heard the Roadrunner up here is great. I still haven't seen a show.
I've heard the Roadrunner's good too.
But anyways, why are you so itching to ask about the Great Scott? He wanted to ask about Wednesday, and then he did the whole lead up here with this. So why?
Well, just because it's reopening and it was a very popular venue, and it made me wonder what you guys thought were the best venues.
Did you see shows there? What's the coolest show that you saw at Great Scott? Why are you holding back?
What the hell are you guys talking about?
You've been talking about this subject off air for 3 days. Yes. Which show do you want to talk about that you saw at Great Scott?
Yeah, which show?
Diarrhea Planet. I saw a band called Diarrhea Planet at Great Scott once.
And did they perform the name?
I don't know. I didn't really know their songs. I was there with some other people, and they were pretty good. It was it wasn't like Gwar. They didn't have dressed up and stuff.
Nothing's really like Gwar.
Nothing's really like Gwar. But it was a good show. My favorite though, it would not be Great Scott. The most shows I've been to was at Middle East. In Cambridge, which I know is getting new owners.
Downstairs.
I don't even think I've ever been there.
Oh, the Middle East is great. I actually saw Eminem there before he got famous.
I'm not lying.
I was there in high school in 1997.
I believe.
In 1997.
You know
where's the pictures?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I didn't take pictures. I don't have a camera phone.
I've known Arkan for a long
time.
Have you? I was gonna say I've known Arkan a long time. I've never heard this story, but I believe him. I believe him because he's hip hop Arkan.
That's right.
Like, I believe he was seeing Eminem shows before Eminem. I fully believe that. You don't believe that?
I don't believe it for a second.
Wow. All
right. I think it's the kind of story that he would make up because there's no way to fact check it.
Yeah, that's me making up big stories about Eminem shows. Why would I? It seems very specific to make up, but whatever. Anyway, that would be mine, Middle East. Mego likes the little man
the
on the boat.
Sinclair.
Jones likes. Which one was yours?
I was shook. I didn't even remember what I answered.
You know Jones has never been to a concert.
Let me miss the old Roxy.
Let me just tell you, if you're unaware of
Roxy.
If you're unaware of what you possibly said, Mego, just
Paradise
check,
Rock Club?
Just check the text line.
Like the Paradise?
Just, if you're unaware of what maybe you said, the text line certainly heard it. 37937.
Oh, God.
It's there.
That's one person texting over and over.
Is it?
Yes, it
yeah,
is. It's
me.
The same number.
Yeah, it's my
is
number.
It?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, there's some good tweets.
No,
there,
it isn't.
Though,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
This show is off the rails.
Talk about, well,
whose fault is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, seriously. Whose fault is that?
Perfectly innocent question about music venues has now become an anatomy lesson.
The Pink Pony Club.
Let me tell you, I've always heard the Sinclair is a myth.
Me too.
We'll get to your phone calls here coming up. Let's get back to Gerard
give
Mayo.
Directions to the
Sinclair. they don't exist. You punch it in on your GPS, there's no way to get there. Let's get to Gerard Mayo. Biggest questions facing him. That's next.